You are listening to the Reclaim Your Power podcast, the show for people that are ready to end their struggle with binge eating and body image. I'm your host, Erin Avery. Each week, I will sit with you and teach you different skills and tools that you need in order to trust yourself around food and find peace within your body. You deserve a life to live without stressing about food or having your body hold you back. So if you're ready, grab a notebook and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. What is up, friends? I'm super excited about this podcast today because it just happens to fall just before Christmas. And I think this is actually going to be a good one for you going into the Christmas day that's approaching us. Even though I know holidays and festivities have been going on, but you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are usually like the big 2 days where it's just food on food on food. So what's happening in Erin's life? Not a whole lot. I had a meniscus surgery on the 17th. So I'm currently dealing with recovery right now, but everything's going to be good. We're going to be fine. I just have to be careful and I'll get my stitches out tomorrow, actually. So we'll get more word on if I'm going to need PT or if it's something that I can just do at home as far as taking care of myself. So we have that. Jameson turned 10 months on the 16th. So that's exciting. I cannot believe how big she's getting. It's just like it's going by so fast. I know moms have told me that in the past. Just cherish all the moments because it goes by fast, and it really does. I look at her and just am in awe by all the things that she does and that she can do. So lots of good things happening over here in the Avery household. We are all just, we're healthy, we're well, and we're gearing up for 2022. All right. So today's episode is how to stop a binge in its tracks. And ironically, I was thinking about this. Actually, if you are subscribed to my newsletter, I actually did a email of this because a few weeks ago, I was actually in the midst of what could have been a binge. And when I was doing it, I was like, oh my God, I need to write about this and speak about this. So what had happened was, I was with Jameson and I hadn't eaten. Like, I think I ate breakfast that day. This was like 2 weeks ago, so I don't remember completely. But I think I eaten breakfast, but it had been probably 6 hours since I last ate, if I ate at all. And I was getting hungry, right? Like, I felt it. Actually, I was at the point where, you know, you're hungry. Have you ever been so hungry that you just aren't hungry anymore? Well, I was at that point. And so I decided to grab just something to eat. And I grabbed a brownie, a little piece of a brownie. And when I ate that, I was like, oh my God. Like, my brain instantly went to keep eating that brownie because you haven't eaten. You're so hungry. Just keep eating, right? And this happens to me, right? I'm not perfect. This does happen to me, but I have the coping skills and I know what to do, and which is what I'm going to tell you to give you tips on what to do if this happens to you. So first of all, I realized my mistake was this. I hadn't eaten, right? I was on the go, go, go. I was frustrated because Jameson was just, I think she was having a really bad day. I was frustrated, so I was just, I picked at something to eat because I knew I needed something in my body. But that something, right, and I've talked about this before, when we don't eat food that's nourishing or food that's fulfilling or has substantial amounts of nutrition, and we do things like eat cookies or pretzels or, in my case, a brownie, right, our bodies instantly are like, one, cool, we have food, but depending on what we're eating, so with the brownie, it gives me that instant energy. It gives you that dopamine kick, right? So if it's a pastry, if it's something that is highly palatable, your brain gets that dopamine kick, that reward of like, oh my God, this is good. Keep eating more. And so I was going to eat more, I'm going to be honest, but I knew what was the problem. So these are the three tips. If you are ever caught in this situation where you are in the mist, like, you know, oh my God, a binge is going to be happening. Like, you know, and if you're a binge eater and you're trying to work on it, you know your triggers. For me, if this was this brownie, I could have just kept eating them, but I did not. So what do you do to stop a binge in its tracks? First and foremost, you drink water. This is exactly what I did. I ate the brownie. My body was all excited. My brain was as well. But I knew I needed to stop the binge. So I drank water. I had 32 ounces. I filled up my Yeti twice. So I drank water. You want to drink water for this reason. One, and this is not the advice I'm giving you as a diet culture, how to like curb your hunger. This is a quote unquote trick or tip because you don't want to continue to eat crappy food, right? It might start with the brownie and then let's say your brownies are gone, but now you have pretzels in the fridge or in the pantry. So you might grab those pretzels and you're just going to continually grab at foods that are not going to satisfy you. By drinking water, you delay that, right? You're delaying the urge to binge. So you're drinking water. You're only going to drink water until you are able to have a meal. So what tip number two is, do not skip that meal. So in my scenario, I had the brownie out of frustration. I realized it, so I drank water. I had two Yetis, and I think this whole process between eating the brownie and finally getting to my meal took about 45 minutes. So for 45 minutes, I did not eat, and this is because I couldn't, right? Jameson was cranky. She was tired. I think I was putting her to sleep. But I was drinking my water. As soon as I was free, I made a meal. Now, this is the part that trips people up because they're like, they're so hungry. They don't want to have time to make a meal, or maybe they're out and they just feel like they need something quick and fast. I'm going to tell you what, my meal was very simple. I grounded up some ground beef. I put some beans in it. I put cheese on top of it. And that's what I ate. One, it was quick and easy. Two, it was satisfying. I had my protein. I had my beans for carbs that are filling and fiber. And then I had the cheese for flavor. I think I put salsa on it, right? That was my meal. It was super simple. It was easy. But this is what I did as well. It fulfilled the hunger because I was hungry, right? You're obviously hungry, right? If you're going to continue a binge. Now, a little caveat here. Maybe you're not hungry. So you still want to eat a full meal, if not something small like I did that is nutritious and substantial. And the reason for this is because that frustration, that stress, right? All of that is still in your body, right? Maybe you had a call with your boss and you're still thinking about it, even though it was 45 minutes ago, right? You're still thinking about it. So your emotions and everything is still heightened and high, and that it's still the, in your body, it's still going to reach for those highly palatable foods because it's quick, it's easy, and it's the habit that you've always done, right? And because you started off with something like I did, like the brownie, it's just natural to keep going with that. You want to stop the binge in its tracks by eating a meal that's going to be substantial and keep you full and satisfy, number one, the hunger, if you actually are truly hungry like I was. And number two, you're going to stop the binge because now you've eaten food, okay? So step one is drink water. Once you realize this is happening, this is a setup for a binge. Number two is do not skip a meal. Eat something substantial immediately when you're available to do so, right? And then number three is to be attentive while you're eating. Now, what this means is if you're at home, to sit down, turn off the TV, put your phone away, and just be attentive to your meal because there's nothing more frustrating and nothing more that can that can trigger you into a binge is by mindlessly eating, because you eat so fast, you realize you haven't even eaten yet. So you don't allow for your hunger cues to kick in, first and foremost. And then number two, it's like, oh my God, I just ate. I'm still hungry, because you don't realize that you just ate, right? So you want to be attentive. You want to sit down. Don't stand. Don't have electronics on. Don't talk on the phone. Don't scroll. Don't be at your computer. Just sit down at a table and eat your meal slowly, attentively, and be done. If you're out and about and this is happening, it's a little trickier, but if you're, you know, you can go to a fast food place, right? You can hit up a McDonald's or a Taco Bell. You can get something substantial, like a chicken sandwich from Wendy's. You know, Wendy's, you can also get like the chili and a baked potato. It's as long as it's not something that is, you know, like fries and churros. I don't even know where you'd get those two things together. But anyways, if you are out and about, maybe if we can go inside. I don't know where you're at and if you can go inside these places due to the, you know, situation, but, you know, go inside Wendy's, order your chicken sandwich and sit down and eat it. Or if you have time or if you're near home, order what you need to order and come home and sit down and eat it, right? It's a little trickier, like I said, if you are out and about, but you can, there's always a deli. You can get some type of wrap, some type of chicken salad, some type of soup, right? You anywhere, right? But you want to make sure that whatever it is that you are getting, you want to make sure that you are going to be able to sit and be attentive to your meal. So even if that means you have to sit in the car, turn off the radio, don't scroll on your phone, just sit in your seat and eat your food and be attentive to it. If you have time, come home, do the same thing. And the reason for this, again, is because, again, you're still on that high vibe. You're still, your body and your mind are still in that mode of I'm irritated, I'm frustrated of emotion, right? You're in this state of emotion and you just want to get it over with, right? And by get it over with, it's get over the situation. But because you can't get over the situation because it's a lingering thing, right? Your frustration is just, it's in you until you decide to release it. The way that you're going to release it is through food and through eating, because that's been our habit. But we're not doing that this time. We are going to stop the binge in its tracks, and we're going to, number one, drink water. We're going to, number two, we're going to have a meal as soon as it is possible to do so. And while we have that meal, we're going to be attentive while we eat, which means we're going to sit, we're going to turn off all electronics, and we're just going to eat in a peaceful way so that we get the nourishment our bodies need. We get that fulfillment of eating whole foods so that we do not get ourselves into a binge. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I am going to wish you the happiest of holidays. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Is it still Hanukkah? Happy Hanukkah. I'm going to throw it all out. I hope you guys have happy holidays. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks, guys. Hey, guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.